back here at Badminton, fresh off a very pleasing run over in Kentucky with Annie Clover.
Absolutely, it was fantastic to have a great run with her. She did a super test and a double clear, and here we are at Badminton with two lovely horses. So we look forward to getting going this afternoon with the trot-up.
Okay, well, tell us first of all about the two horses that you've got here and coming to Badminton, which we know is the ultimate test for horse and rider.
Absolutely it is. Number two in the competition is a horse called One Too Many, and he did his first four-star last year at Poe, where he was eighth, which we're thrilled about. So he comes with one four-star under his belt, but you know, Badminton's Badminton, and we'll just have to see how things go. But he can be very strong in all three phases, so I look forward to that. Beltane Queen, of course, came here last year as a 10-year-old for her first four-star, so she knows exactly where she is, and hopefully she'll have a super ride round on Saturday.
What was the experience? Because obviously last year with Giuseppe's course, it was one of the most memorable days of cross country that spectators enjoyed. I think the riders had an interesting view of it, but it was certainly a real test for horse and rider 12 months ago.
It was a super course, and I thought the questions actually came a bit thick and fast around the Vicarage V area, and that's where Beltane Queen just caught a pin over the Vicarage ditch there, but I was so pleased. It was her first four star, and I thought she coped incredibly well, and I think she took a lot of positive things away from the competition, so hopefully she'll do the same this year.
And it's a big year for the sport again. We've got the European Championships in this country. So from you, with what happened in Kentucky, the team's in pretty good heart to get that all-important team place for later on.
Oh, it's what you dream of, you know, day in, day out. That's what I would like, to be part of the team, you know, forever and ever, really. But yes, as you say, it is nice that Kentucky went so well, and Annie's come out of it incredibly well. And now we have to focus on the two horses for this week and do our very best for the horses, ourselves and the owners.
How much would you like to win this Mitsubishi Motors Badminton Horse Trust? This is the Holy Grail, isn't it?
Enormous.
Is it been an ambition since you first?
It really has been an ambition since a small child. I always wanted to go to the Olympics, and always watched, you know, badminton on the television. And coming here as a small child, you know, thinking how on earth can these horses jump so big? And here we are riding, and have been lucky enough for a number of years now. And yes, for me to be able to win this competition would be just amazing.